Very soon, just bring that Apple laptop back, get your money back, wait a couple days,
right,
and then
guys,
get a smoking
I'm
hot deal
through the
on a computer. Like, why did you buy one right now? Right before Black Friday. Like, what were you thinking?
I'm going from Brashov all the way to a place called Yashin.
Overall, yeah, if you're into gaming, I wouldn't,
border,
I personally just wouldn't bother with
and,
that.
And I'm showing you the villages as we pass.
Now, at least I hope the games that you were that you actually had Mac ports. Because if there is no Mac port, then frankly, you just won't be able to play games on it unless you have a dual boot of Windows. So it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yep. Why the fuck is this the first time I've ever heard of these all-in-one computers?
I don't know.
That is
now they're not
crazy.
They're not the best. They're essentially they have the same guts as a laptop, but they're basically built into a flat screen monitor. But the good news, what you can do with it is you can plug a keyboard and a mouse in it, and it looks like a desktop. Because the problem with a laptop being used as a desktop is if you get an external keyboard and mouse, the actual keyboard of the laptop kind of gets in the way. Because you have your regular keyboard, then you have the laptop keyboard, and it's kind of like awkward because the monitor is like further back. Whereas if you get an all-in-one, you can have it closer. They do have like laptops you can like flip it all the way inside out and kind of prop it up like a monitor, and then the keyboard is like behind the monitor. So it's kind of like a 3-in-1. It's a desktop, it's a laptop, it's a tablet, like those types of computers. But if you want a desktop-style, affordable, portable computer, an all-in-one makes the most sense because it feels like a desktop without the tower, but you have the portability of a laptop. Now, you have to get a good case for it because, like, laptops...
All right, guys. Now I'm driving through a city called Baku. It's a small city. It's more like a big village. I'm officially in Baku right now. It's on the way to Yashi. Yashi is a big city, so it's not gonna be good for shit hits the fan. Then again, I'm not there yet, so can't confirm that until I'm actually there. Brașov, where I was staying, was good. Bucharest, don't go to Bucharest, guys. When shit hits the fan, there's a lot of bad... I don't want to say there's a lot of bad people in Bucharest, but it's not... Bucharest is not going to be good for you. Brașov was decent, but Brașov is only 2 hours away from Bucharest, so if shit hits the fan in Bucharest, better believe it's going to roll up the mountain to Brașov. So where I am right now, Baku is about 2 hours away from Brașov. And as you guys can see, it's look at the bird. As you guys can see, it's mainly forest. So Baku might be a good place for you guys to come when shit hits the fan. You just have to be able to trap your own food or maybe go trout fishing if there are any lakes around here. Now, one thing to keep in mind, guys...
So I was at Sam's Club the other day, and they're selling, like, 65-inch TVs for, like, $650, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah, they're fucking cheap.
Right, but you know what's funny is, like, the 66-inch, like, it's, like, 1 inch more. It's, like, $950. So, like, the difference of an inch is $300. It's like, well, fuck that. I don't need an inch that bad. But yeah, like you can get a 65-inch for like
see in, here up
like
in the
nothing.
Villages,
I remember like a big screen TV
guys.
Was thousands
it's like
of dollars.
America,
now
America,
they're just
you go into,
not even $1,000. You get a giant ass TV.
Towns, nobody wears masks. You know,
pretty crazy.
I think living in a big city
it's
is kind of like living in Satan.
Yeah, the power
world,
of,
if you ask me.
Of was a deflation and economy just.
You guys have to keep in mind I'm driving through mountains, so the cell phone goes in and out. Cell phone reception goes in and out. I have to say, surprisingly, cell phone reception here in Romania has been pretty decent. Guys, overall, Romania actually has been good. They accept Visa all over the place. There's none of that minimum charge. You know, we have to put at least $5-$10 on the Visa. There is none of that, we have to tack on, you know, an additional 50 cents to cover Visa processing fees. So overall, guys, Romania has been good. It's pretty damn modern. Yes, it's a poor country, but it's pretty damn modern. The roadways, as you guys can tell, are pretty decent.
It was fun.
So overall, this
is funny.
Not
we're kind of doing the same thing when it comes to quantum computers.
If you have money.
Like, the quantum computers are very primitive, and they take up entire rooms. So we're kind of, like, restarting that process with quantum computers. So, like, maybe one day the quantum computers will be small enough to fit in our pocket like the cell phones are. Anyway, okay, let's just knock out some entropy questions and go ahead and go to bed. So, all right. TFM, do you...
for knowledge and skills to learn.
You know, a lot of these
and
departments.
If a teacher tried to prove me ineffective or anything, the neighborhood, the parents would just immediately fire them.
Yep. So pretty much almost every department in the government. And what's funny is in the Constitution, there were certain enumerated powers given to the federal government, and there were like 20. And like almost all of them related to the military or the minting of currency. And, like, that's about it. Like, there's literally, like, three or four things the government's supposed to do. The military, the treasury, and, like, I think the post office. That's it. Like, every other department of the government should be abolished. And any legitimate functions of the department should be privatized. And you literally just fire 90% of government employees. So, yeah, government employees are... in general, useless pieces of shit. But that's because the government is so huge and has taken so many things on to itself that it shouldn't have taken. It shouldn't have been allowed to take because the Constitution, but because Woodrow Wilson, the living Constitution, progressivism, bullshit. Now the federal government is this giant behemoth that is like the biggest employer in the country, and it's just a fucking nightmare. But I don't
know. Anything they do that could be privatized, they're doing a horrible job of it. Horrible efficiency, horrible quality, and horrible workers.
Yeah. One thing that I want to add is that, TFM, you were a defense contractor, right?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Yeah, so I work with some defense contractors, and those fuckers are some of the laziest sons of bitches I have ever met. I walk by their office, and they're all just watching their fucking shit coins.
Well,
just watch them on their monitors, so, twiddling their thumbs. I see them outside the skiff, just on their phones, not doing shit.
Right, but well, they have a finite role, and they can't do anything outside their purview. So unlike the military, they don't have collateral duties. They're there to do this job. Now, the military sucks at their job, so a lot of times they'll overhire. So they'll finish their job for the day, but they can't leave. So they'll just twiddle their thumbs and just waste time because they can't do anything else. And it's not like they have other things they could catch up on. There's nothing else for them to do. They finished their job. So it's not that they're lazy. It's that the government's fucking retarded.
Feel bad for my A-pity thing.
Right. Maybe, yeah. Like, feel bad for me. I had the COVIDs. Anyway, what are your thoughts on service members trying to get a house with a VA home loan guarantee program only for living in, of course? Also, is there a point in buying land nowadays? So the VA loan guarantee is a good deal if you're in the military. Basically, the VA, like, you don't have to have a down payment. Now, your payments will go up, like, but the VA basically guarantees your loan, so you don't need to have a down payment as collateral. Because the reason why the purpose of the down payment is that, you know, if you don't pay your loan and they have to immediately foreclose on you, they at least have some equity because you had to put a couple, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 down. But since the VA loan is guaranteeing your mortgage, you don't have to have a down payment. So it's great if you don't have the money for a down payment. There's nothing wrong with taking it. Because you're not like, it's not welfare. The only way the VA pays is if you don't. So as long as you're paying your mortgage, you're not taking anyone else's money. You just have this guarantee there, and you don't have to pay it down. You didn't have to pay a down payment, which is good. All right. Yeah, it's pointed buying land. Yes. Real estate is absolutely a fantastic deal. Right now we have the lowest interest rates ever, and we have the worst inflation in decades. This is a recipe for real estate. Now, the real estate market has cooled, and I'll tell you why after this.